You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners. We are just having a great time talking and sharing and, you know, just fellowshipping here today. We have a new segment or another segment moving forth that is called All Things Education. And Vicki, why don't you introduce that segment to us here?
You know, this is near and dear. This is my sweet spot. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're dealing with education, because I do know our children, it's not just a coined phrase, Rob. It's not just a positive song, but our children really are our future. And it's incumbent upon us to stay engaged, to stay informed so that we can bring about solutions that are going to help them transition from one phase to another. So today, I thought we would bring forth three credible people mm-hmm. who are well celebrated and their credentials and experience. And they're going to talk to us about this time of year and how it maybe impacts our children and what they see in the schoolhouse. The first panelist is Dr. Shannon L. Croslin, and she is a licensed professional counselor. She is a coordinator of school counseling. She's renowned for her expertise in fostering individual and institutional growth. She celebrates over two decades of professional experience. She does have a practice. She's a licensed professional counselor, and her therapeutic approach emphasizes cognitive behavior therapy. Those kind of techniques that focus on helping clients identify and challenge negative thought patterns to foster positive behavior changes and emotional well-being. Let's give Dr. Croslin a hand for joining us today. Thank you, Dr. Croslin. And then we have Mrs. Shelley Bishop. And Shelley is with us, and she is a senior coordinator. She's a social worker with over 28 years of experience in mental health, including educational environments. She's excited to share insights with us and about the work, social work's vital role in supporting our students and fostering their success. Let's give Mrs. Bishop a hand for joining us as well. Thank you. Thank you. And our last panelist is Dr. Alva Archibald. She is the lead school psychologist here in one of our neighboring districts. She has been a school psychologist for over 26 years. She's worked with youth and adults with various needs and variety of settings. She's been in the K-12 private and public correctional facilities, juvenile justice, and the county jail and private settings as well. She's conducted parental seminars and presented at district-wide staff professional development. She is also presented at the National Association of School Psychologists and focuses on identification and surveillance of internalizing and externalizing risk for youth. She's done extensive research, and she is a part of the solution for our children, working with social emotional development and strategies. Let's give Dr. Archibald a hand for joining us as well. Thank
Welcome,
you, ladies.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. I want to have the first question. I think it's very prevalent and pertinent to where we were going as a future with our children. Let's talk about the pre-COVID and post-COVID and what your observations have been as it relates to our students and their emotional well-being.
Why don't you start us out on Dr. Archibald?
Thank you guys for having me. Let's put things into context. Most children we see tend to manage well with the support of their parents and other family members, even if they showed signs of anxiety during the time of COVID, maybe having some difficulty with sleeping or concentrating. But then there are pockets of students that may have more difficulty and that we're more concerned of because they may have some pre-existing mental health issues, some past trauma experiences, or even family instability that put them at greater risk or much more vulnerable for other mental health issues. So during COVID, we may have seen some kids being more isolated, more withdrawn, changes in their eating and sleeping habits through the time of COVID. But again, that's a pocket of students, not necessarily all the students. And what we've done in our school system is try to be proactive. During the time of COVID, we had a number of parent seminars, a two-part parent seminar led by the school psychologist, Elena Bryant, helping parents be aware of what are the signs and symptoms to look out for. Also, developmentally, what does it look like for a preschooler? Some preschoolers may start being more clinging to their parents. Elementary school children may the vulnerabilities may show up as having nightmares, trying to avoid others, poor concentration. For adolescents, we may see sleeping and eating disturbance. We may see an increase in their aggression. So as part of the two-part seminar on stress and coping, we wanted parents to be aware of what the signs are for their children and provide them with interventions. What can they do that doesn't cost money during COVID to support their children? The second part of that seminar was to having parents identify stressors for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because one of the first things we want to stress with parents are they are the role models of how children look to respond in stressful situations. So we wanted to make sure parents are aware of what the stressors look like for them and what they can do to help improve their mental health as the first role model for their children.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Archibald. We're going to take a quick break. And ladies, stay with us. We're coming back. I want to hear what each of you have to say. And thank you. You're listening to News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK. Let's talk about it with the Turners. We'll see you in a minute.
Welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners. We're talking about all things education with some very, very powerful professional ladies in this area. So if you would, Vicki, can you talk?
Yes. Before we went to the break, Dr. Archibald shared some really wonderful observations that I love. One of the things she said, honey, she was saying about the parent sessions with parents to help parents identify some things that are going on with their children and gave some strategies on how they could help them. And so this show, I hope that not only do we highlight the challenge or the problem, but we must highlight the solution.
Yes.
Because people, we can articulate the problem over and over, but we must be willing to seek and go deeper for solutions.
Yes.
And so we've got Dr. Shannon Croslin. And Shannon, I want you to come in and take that same question. And it deals with pre-COVID, post-COVID. What did you see the impact on our children?
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Turner, for inviting me to your session. I think from the counselor perspective, of seeing the children on a daily basis. Pre-COVID, we noticed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A large number of students benefited from in-person learning, which encouraged a stronger social connection and peer support. Many students who thrive in having daily schedules, daily routines, and consistency in our school buildings allowed our students to reduce their anxiety and stress because they knew what to expect on a daily basis. And also being able to have access to counselors, social workers, for a system of support. Post-COVID, some of those things changed, and these are the changes that we saw in our children in the buildings. We saw an increased level of anxiety, and we think that most of that is due to isolation or prolonged periods of remote learning, which led to students feeling disconnected and therefore an increase in anxiety. Many students faced learning gaps due to the disruption of the traditional educational model that they had become accustomed to. Technology was a challenge for many of our students, increasing anxiety because some students didn't have the level of technology that others had. But also, when we talk about technology, you had an increased level of screen time causing a lot of, as we heard people say, that fatigue of Zoom fatigue and things of that nature, which impacted their focus and their emotional regulation. The emotional regulation that we saw led to the resilience and adaptability. Some students were able to be resilient to these things and adapt, whereas some students were not able to do that. So, pre-COVID, again, a very strong student benefiting from that in-person learning. in schedule. And the major thing that we saw post-COVID was students that did not have that stability anymore, that relied on it to be educationally successful.
Very good. Very good. You know, I'm reminded, I was thinking about this, honey. I was thinking about it from a biblical perspective, and it said in the beginning in Genesis that man should not be alone.
Right.
You know, that even in then, in during that time, it was determined man needs companionship. And that while sometimes what we experienced during COVID, parents were still having to get to work, right? They still had to keep a roof over their head. So the children were left to their own devices. They were left with increased screen time and a lot of the things. So we're still recovering. And though we, you know, everybody thinks, well, we take our shots, our boosters, and you don't see it on the news how many are dying. You don't see that those kind of tickers all day long. We are still recovering from the effects of COVID.
Yes.
We really are.
Yes, we are.
And I don't know I really don't know how long it will take to recover from its impact on our children in particular, but eventually we're going to get to the impact on our adults as well.
But are we moving forward with this? I know it's affected us, but how are we moving? Are we stagnant? Are we slightly moving? Are we moving backward? We're doing something.
I think we're definitely moving forward. I think that it's incumbent upon us to continue to move. It did surface things, Rob, that we weren't aware of. Mm-hmm. I think that these ladies will say that they've always seen some things with our children. They've been trained to look for tendencies. They've been trained to look for those kind of things, but they saw it elevated at another level. Mm-hmm. Now, with that observation, they had to come up with, as a team, on what are the strategies we need to put in place to assist our children, mm-hmm. to assist our staff, to assist our families. So now, yes, we are moving. Now, it may be slow movement, but we are making
just so we're
moving. And so I want Shelley Bishop, Mrs. Bishop, to share your observations as well from a social worker standpoint.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me, Dr. Turner, as well as the radio station and to my colleagues that are on. Before COVID again, I won't, reiterate what my colleagues have stated, but you know the typical stressors that were happening, such as academic pressure, peer relationships, and family concerns, and interruption in their daily routines. Our students had that. They were coming to school. As social workers, we track attendance. And so school attendance was, we were monitoring that. And our in-person interactions with peers and staff were steady. However, post-COVID, there was a disruption. There was a disruption in all of these things that we had steady. And since then, there has been an increase in some mental health issues, such as anxiety and depression and social withdrawal, such as Dr. Crossland stated. Students have struggled with, isolation, and some of our younger students who had to do kindergarten at home didn't really have regular routines. And mm-hmm. so that was a disruption. And some of our pre-K students who weren't able to attend our pre-K programs, again, they didn't know. I think they lost that opportunity to have social interaction. So the impact has been particularly noticeable in our younger students who missed out on that critical developmental milestones during those times of COVID.
That's good. You know what I thought, and I hadn't thought about those babies. My focus a lot of times on high school, middle school, but that those pre-K students, that isolation, the kindergartners, and I'm glad you brought that out. I do love the one thing. I guess I could do a point of personal privilege here. These ladies, all three of them are employed at DeKalb County School District. And so I love the fact that the collaboration that occurs among our team, and the fact that our school board, along with the superintendent, have tried to make a concerted effort to put the resources in their hands to be effective and the outcomes that we need, positive outcomes for our children. So I want to thank you all for that. I have another. Rob, did you have a question that was burning that you wanted to ask?
Well, you know, I just wanted to see, I guess the different challenges. Do you see more challenges with male students or female students?
That's good.
Oh, that's a great question. So, yes, this is Dr. Crossman. What I would say is, yes, there is a significant difference between the males and females. Your male students tend to display emotional suppression. Boys are less likely to express emotions openly to societal norms. And that's just kind of our societal norm being that masculinity, which results in them internalizing stress and acting out rather than talking out concerns that they have. This type of behavior, it does kind of manifest as anger or aggression or withdrawal. It does depend on the individual. Whereas our females, what you tend to see is more a higher level of anxiety. Particularly linked to their academic performance, peer relations, or body image. Mm-hmm. So there is a big difference between how males and females react to those types of stresses. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dr. Cross. We have to go to a break right now. We'll be right back, ladies, in just a few moments. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners, All Things Education, on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. We want you to call in and be a part of our conversation at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners, All Things Education. We're talking to three powerful ladies, Dr. Alva Archibald, Dr. Shannon Crossland, and Mrs. Shelley K. Bishop, sharing their expertise on how we can move forward to help our children develop, grow, and be stronger academically.
Well, actually, sweetie, one of the things, if you, I believe that if you, so often teachers go into the classroom with the desire to teach for academic outcomes. They mm-hmm. do mm-hmm. because they're held to a standard of expectation. And that's, you know, parents hold you to a standard, your supervisors, your principals. But we tried to run out and do those things, but we had to back up mm-hmm. because if a child is not whole mentally, exactly. if they're not whole physical needs, if they're not whole in those yes. areas, they yes. cannot learn. Produce successful outcomes
That's
academically.
Right. That's right.
And so it's incumbent upon us as a school district, as a community, as a church community to come in and be a part of the solution that will impact our children for better outcomes. Mental wellness is critical. Wholeness when their minds are clear and not cluttered with unproductive thoughts or negative ideations. So I wanted to come with, let's see here. I wanted to see my question here I wanted to ask. I think I had, for, give me one second here. Dr. Archibald, I want you to speak to this question. What are some of the things that parents, teachers, caregivers look for, should look for when sensing that something might be wrong with their child? What are some of the things they should do? What should they look for?
Great question. And I touched on it a little bit earlier on. What we want to start with is what's typical for a child. And this is where parents are the experts on what's a typical behavior for a child. Sometimes we may talk about children having changes in patterns of eating and sleeping. As the parent, they are very good at letting us know what's typical or normal for their child. Some kids are not healthy eaters, may not be good sleepers, and that's their norm. Mm-hmm. So any changes in those patterns can help us figure out there's something different happening here. But we want to look at those signs and symptoms developmentally. We talked a little bit about preschoolers. Preschoolers who may be sucking their thumb, may not be unusual. If we see an elementary school student who is starting to suck their thumb for the first time, that might be a red flag. If we see a middle school student, an adolescent, who is starting bedwetting, that may be something that we need to look into. So in terms of signs,
and symptoms, we want to look at it developmentally. For preschoolers, bedwetting, that may, when they were toilet trained and started bedwetting, that may be a sign. If they're starting to cling to parents more, if we're seeing sleep disturbances, loss of appetite, fear of the dark, or even regression of some of the behaviors and skills they have mastered in the past. Mm. Some of these are also consistent for elementary school students. We may also see some irritability, increase in aggressive behavior, nightmares. In school, academically, teachers may notice poor concentration. They may be more withdrawn from their friends, having difficulty maintaining good friendships, changes in their social behaviors. In terms of adolescence, we tend to see more sleep and eating disturbance, agitation, changes in mood, increase in conflict with not just their peers, but also with adults. And again, poor concentration. You may see difficulty regulating or managing their emotions. So we want to look at, first of all, what age is the child, what's typical behavior for that child, and then what is an outlier or what looks different for the child based on their age.
Very good, very good. You know, we're all aware that in our community of color, that our many in our community have shunned in the past getting help, getting therapy, or getting counseling. And if you're in the religious community or the church, you think you can just pray it away and it'll be gone. But something about we are awakening is at a level where we've had a light bulb moment that if we need help, let's get the help we need. So that takes me to my next question, Ms. Bishop. How do you direct parents when you sense, you know, that there's a challenge with a student? The teachers have affirmed that there is some challenges. How do you have that conversation with parents? Because I've worked with many parents over the years, and most times they're in denial about a lot of things because they see their children through that lens of love. And sometimes that prohibits them from seeing the challenges that students may be facing. How do you deal with that, Ms. Bishop?
Well, from a social worker's lens, a lot of times we deal with situations in the home and how it impacts our students. Dr. Archibald mentioned briefly something about stigma. There is a stigma around mental health, and so we have to try to educate our parents on that. But when we talk about emotional struggles in students that are linked to challenges in the home, such as instability, trauma, or neglect, it is important to implement a range of interventions that address both the student's immediate emotional needs and the broader environmental factors contributing to their struggles. So, you know, we're the school, right? Mm-hmm. But it's important that we wrap around like our division does so well on some of these concerns. And so as social workers, we look at behavioral support and counseling. So we work with our school counselors as well as school psychologists. We work with our parent and family engagement department to try to address some of those instabilities, concerns such as connecting families to community programs that offer financial and psychological or social support. We have school-based mental health services, so we try to make sure that our schools that have those services, that we are referring and educating our parents to this to some of these interventions in our schools. We provide trauma-informed practices in the classroom, so then we are also then trying to educate our parents and our staff who are trained in these practices to help them to better understand and respond to students' behaviors. And then we offer mentoring support and peer support through our other programs, such as Check and Connect. Mm-hmm. Our student engagement coaches are in the schools. Our FACE advocates provide other types of support for students who may have that emotional instability or having feelings of isolation. And then, of course, we always provide crisis intervention when we have immediate crisis concerns. And so our care teams go out to the school to support both our students and staff in a time of crisis.
Very good.
So having this type of holistic approach is important because it includes the student, the family, the school, and the community to wrap around those resources and those services for that family, whether they're at home or whether they're at school. We're looking at it holistically.
Very good. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. Ladies, you've been invaluable sharing wonderful information, insights, observation, and strategies. Stay with us a little while longer, and then we'll come back. You're on 1380 News and Talk Radio, WAOK, the voice of the community. Right now, we're talking about it with the Turners. Let's take a small break and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to All Things Education on Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Vicki, you were asking a question to the ladies.
I was thinking as we were pondering some of the things that have been shared. And thank you so much, ladies, for the invaluable information that you've shared today for our listening audience. It was mentioned about check and connect, faith advocates, and crisis intervention. I wondered if we could, as we close out, if we could have some closing comments from each one of you that kind of help or assist our listening audience with something that gives them, I think the Cassius who were on previously, we talked about being positioned for hope, giving people hope. And sometimes when you're dealing with challenges in this area, you feel hopeless and helpless. So I'm hoping that each one of you can share in your closing comments about how can we give that torch of hope to our listeners. Crosslyn.
Dr. Turner. Oh, thank you. This is Dr. Crosslyn. I would say something that DeKalb County School District has done a phenomenal job through our wraparound services is normalizing the need for help. That it is, we have started to implement things as wellness rooms, safe spaces within our schools where students, faculty, parents can go within the school day and ask for help. Mm-hmm. If they need, or if they just need a space to just sit and just meditate or take a moment to gather themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think the messaging in that is, again, is normalizing the need for help and that it's okay to ask for help.
Very good. Very good. Miss Bishop?
Yes, and because we have these dedicated professionals in our school district, we're here to help and address students' emotional and psychological needs, ensuring that they have the support to thrive. I believe the hope message is also that every small step counts, whether it's recognizing the need, collaborating with our families, and connecting the students with the resources that will assist them. No matter the challenges, there's always hope for growth and improvement. We believe that in the DeKalb County School District. Together, we can make a meaningful difference like we've been doing.
Very good. Thank you. And Dr. Archibald?
I think part of it is recognizing that mental health is not simply the absence of mental illness. We don't need to be severely ill to get support. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we have been working on is being proactive. How can we support students now rather than waiting for their conditions to get worse? And so we started a lot of social emotional groups throughout the schools where the psychologists are facilitating these small group short-term supports for students. In terms of parents, what I've seen is parents know that there's something different about their child's behavior. Yep. They may not have the professional language to articulate. And that's where that collaboration with the school comes in. Because in terms of what we know, the educational system is the primary entry point for 60% of children adolescents who receive mental health services. So schools are critical in making sure students get the mental health support that they need. And so what I've always encouraged parents is, if it doesn't feel right, if something looks wrong, touch base with the teacher, the counselor, someone in the school system, because although we may not be the first person to provide support, we can direct them to the resources so that their students can get the help, their child can get the help that you need. So it is a concerted effort where everyone is doing a part to strengthen the students' need, because we know if students are not mentally well, they're not available to learn.
Mm, very good.
Ladies, thank you so much. If parents want to get in contact with you, what is your contact information?
I think, well, before you go there, I think Dr. Crossland, did I hear you say that you have a private practice?
Yes, Dr. Turner, that is correct. It is Crossland Consulting, and you can Google me. My email address and contact number will come up if you would like to reach me through my private practice line. The number is 678-243-0205.
Thank you. And ladies, Archibald and Bishop, do you do consulting on the side? Do you do provide services apart from your day job?
I do not provide separate services. I can be contacted through the CAB, and my cell number is 678-357-0293. If we're unable to support parents, we can provide resources about what to do, like especially during the holidays. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of parents who are struggling during the holidays, resources for them, for children, and even subgroups of children, like for children with disabilities. Where can they go to enjoy the holidays and not be sensory overloaded? So they can contact me through 678-357-0293.
Very good. And Ms. Bishop?
Hi, I do not offer services currently outside of school. However, you can always contact the social work office at 678-676-1804.
Okay.
Again, the social work office is 678-676-1804.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. I cannot express my gratitude enough for what you have shared today. I walk away with a sense of peace and comfort that our children are in good hands. I commend you for giving your lives to something greater, and that is the next generation, our children. I appreciate your willingness to come on today and share with our listeners, our parents, who are looking for solutions, looking for answers. And so thank you for taking time out of your schedule to share with us. And I hope that you have a wonderful holiday time with your family. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, ladies. You're invaluable. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the invite. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome.
Thank you. Have a safe and restful holiday season.
Thank you. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Our number is 404-726-1380. We'll be right back. Give us a call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.